Yeah, they're definitely right. I mean, I think there's so much that I can utilize on with my ability and my athleticism, and that's, I think, what they were coming from, is that with given what I have and bring to the table, there's so much more I can hone in on, and so that's what I'm excited about being here, is that you have guys like Coach Nunn, who's coached the great ones, and they came kind of from similar situations that I did and had a lot to work on, but they worked on it and then it turned out well for them. So I'm excited about, what awaits me.
Do you feel you're more of a straight ahead pass rusher at this point? More of a trying to overpower a guy straight ahead?
Sometimes overpower. I think even when I use athleticism, I think, my moves aren't as precise. I think I miss on some, certain, like a club or a one-arm hammer and things like that. I miss my aiming point, and that's what Coach Nunn was teaching me yesterday. Was like different, like hand placement is key, and exactly where you hit the lineman's hands is critical. And so that's definitely what I see I need to work on.
Is it a case of having to get more physically? If the physical stuff is probably there, right? Now it's all technique, because they say what you have, you probably have the physical ability to do it, I would guess, right?
Yes, I mean, it's really technique and repetition. I think I'll get it down. Definitely need to rep it before, until it gets to be more like automatic and just muscle memory. So that's pretty much it.
Is that sort of along the lines of what you heard during the draft process, or is that
I mean, I would.
something the teams tell you that stuff, or do they kind of just tell you all the good and say, hey, and I guess internalize what they're going to do to help you improve?
I think, yeah, there's definitely teams that said those things, but there were other teams that, wanted me to play like outside backer. So I'm sure they would say, like, oh, you need to work on your dropping, like things like that. So I knew for a fact going throughout the whole process, there's a lot of things I was gonna have to learn and get better at. So, my technique in rushing was one of them.
Did it matter to you whether you were gonna be a backer or end? Did you have a preference?
Honestly, I mean, it didn't matter, but I played defensive end for my whole life, so playing in a 4-3 scheme was something that would have definitely made me happy if it would have happened, and it did happen, so I'm very happy.
In one of the big draft guides, after you were drafted, third round pick, I look and I say, where the heck is this guy? He's not listed in the defensive line, and you're listed in the linebackers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
So who the heck, they drafted a guy who's not even in the guide in the third round?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that all played out.
Yeah, but you never think of yourself as a linebacker, do you?
I mean, I thought of myself as an athlete, so I tried to prove that at the combine with how I move and how I run and things like that. And so I think, hopefully I showed the coaches that they can be comfortable moving me around and utilizing me for different things.
Did you get a lot of questions during this whole process about the injuries, the hip from, what, 2013, I guess?
Yeah, I had a lot of questions at the combine and interviews and visits and whatnot. And I mean, it really came down to getting cleared by the doctors telling the teams that I'm fine and there's nothing to worry about and things like that.
Anywhere along the way, did you sense that there was people that were still concerned, that maybe weren't completely, I don't know, okay with everything that they were hearing and seeing?
I'm honestly not sure, but it could have been easily been the case. I think anytime you get injured, there's always kind of a red flag, and teams have to really make a decision whether they want to take a player in, with who had a history of injury and whatnot. So it might have played a part.